going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hustle, pay the price. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Peter Rosenberg usually joins us on Thursdays. We asked him to join us on a Friday today so we could react to the Commanders' first-round pick. Lanville, I just started laughing at myself. What was the song when you were trying to mess with Peter you were playing instead of that? Backstreet or something?
I swear, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been Backstreet Boys. Who knows?
I swear.
Peter, Peter, what's up, man? Thank you for joining us, dude.
Hey, listen, I'm happy that I'm not busy today on an episode of Hot Take, and I can be here with you guys.
Our friend Peter Rosenberg joining us now. He's literally everywhere from WWE to ESPN, ESPN Radio, Hot 97 in New York, about 100 podcasts. Thank you for making
currently Orlando, by the way. Currently Orlando.
I saw that you're there. Are you there for Beyonce? Why are you down there?
No. Beyonce's tour starts in 3 days, you idiot.
Sorry, I'm kind of close.
No, you're close. I have WWE Evolve tapings. We do our tapings here in Orlando.
Oh, okay. So you and your wife are going to Beyonce this weekend then?
No, we're actually going in New York. We're actually considering D.C. She's playing D.C. on July 4th, which sounds pretty appealing, honestly.
And then your parents could watch a baby, right?
Exactly. So we're considering that, but no, we're probably going to see her in New York in a couple weeks. But that thing that I posted, the tour starts in like 3 days.
Okay, gotcha.
I was just celebrating with the fellow Beehive. You know what I mean?
Beehive. I gotcha. All right, so let's start here. I know you don't love the lead up to the draft. Well, how do you feel now, the next morning, that the Commanders decided to continue to build around Jaden? They took a tackle out of Oregon that evaluators and people that know this kid, I mean, there is nothing but good things coming out about
no bad stuff about
Connor.
Him.
I mean, listen, I hate to be this bore, but like I told you guys this last week. I've been saying it on my radio show all week. Like when you have a GM you trust, you just sit back and let it go. I'm sitting here. I'm going to have the Giants and Jets fans sell me on why this draft is going to change their teams. I'm not going to believe any of it. The Jets went out and drafted a offensive tackle to protect who? Justin Fields or like the next quarterback who's in sixth grade right now? the fact that we're in a place where we're just doing the stuff you need to do when you have a team that's actually kind of built is pretty awesome. And I love the pick. Obviously, I know nothing about the kid except for what I read this morning, but I am here for it.
So I wanted to ask you specifically then about the Giants, and I recognize you're in Florida, but you're going to be on the air on ESPN New York in just a few minutes. I really like the Abdul Carter pick. I thought that was the obvious pick at number 3. I think he can be a real impact player on the edge. Then they trade back up to go Jackson Dart instead of Shedeur Sanders. I was not surprised, based on everything I had heard from folks around the league over the last 10 days or so, that New York really liked Dart. But How do the fans up there feel? Is this thing split? Is there support for it? What are folks saying?
Well, I think, you know, one of the reasons I make fun of the draft and call it lying season is because it's just, you know, people just start following trends. Well, what's everyone saying this week? What's everyone? So I think everyone's going to be fine with it because I think the current feeling of the moment was that Shedeur Sanders isn't the guy. Oh, and Jackson Dart is a guy. Like, I'd love to know how many of those people were talking about Jackson Dart all year. But from my early sort of research, which is essentially my group chat for the show.
Are they all Giant fans?
Half.
Okay.
And they were excited. They, like, considered this, like, a win for Shane already. Like, they felt very good about this move. Not only Dart, but the fact that they were able to get potentially a generational defensive player and then jump back in and get a quarterback. I think the combo has people very excited.
I want to see if they feel like that when the season starts, though.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. All of this.
The absolute dumbest thing that I have seen from some Giants fans was pointing out, hey, the last time we took an Ole Miss quarterback, it worked out pretty well. I don't think a lot of people are confusing the prospect of Eli Manning with the prospect of Jackson Dart. Not that I don't hate Dart. I think he might end up being a good player. I just think people got to chill with some of these comps, man.
Oh, yeah, of course. People are out of control, bro. This is what they do, though. This is the season for it. And that's why I'm not the biggest – that's why I'm ultimately not the biggest fan of the draft, because I went back and was looking at our last several drafts and, woof, there was a lot of stuff to not be excited about.
Sure. A lot of big misses, dude. What do you think about Shedeur sliding? Are you surprised?
Again, no, because all of these people are so bandwagon, and that started being the conversation over the last week. So, like, to me, it didn't feel like a surprise just on account of it's all about where the trend is going. Now, I personally, as you guys know, I'm no college football expert, but obviously everybody with a pulse watched Shedeur Sanders play. I was never blown away by Shedeur Sanders. I just wasn't. I wasn't blown away by his arm strength. He's a bit of a statue. I thought the number retirement was absolutely ludicrous.
That's ridiculous.
And you know, I found it hilarious that Dion's response was the only reason this is is being treated this way is because his last name is Sanders. And I'm like, no, sir, that's the only reason he's getting his jersey retired.
Right.
Like, he was not a generational college quarterback. Like, I, again, I'm not the biggest college football guy, but I'm quite aware when someone who's, like, changing the scope of college football as we know it,
like his teammate Travis Hunter did.
But see, I don't think
Travis Hunter did all that.
He did, but I don't think every quarterback coming out of college that gets drafted in the first round is that person that you're describing.
I'm not sure Dart is.
I don't think Dart is. I think Dion being involved with this has caused more issues than anything. And I think the kid is being treated a certain way because they know Dion is not going to back down from saying what he needs to say about anybody. And that seems to be – he's attacked in a different way than most people would be or have been over the years.
So I don't disagree with that. And by the way, my point was not to say that, like, he shouldn't be drafted. I would think that he'd get drafted somewhere. It's just to say that, you know, it's a double-edged sword with being a Sanders. And I really feel like if people believed he were generational at this moment, I don't think the Dion thing would be such a big deal. But I think they see him as a bit more of a project. And because he's a bit of a project, Dion doesn't feel worth it. Does that make sense?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah, maybe it's not that. I think what you said about the arm strength is my biggest concern, too. I just don't know that he can throw an out against against pro corners.
It's at least 10 people in the league right now that can't throw the out.
Totally.
Pro corners. And they get chances.
And by Thanksgiving, it'll be half the league.
Yeah.
When guys start getting injured and everything. There aren't enough good quarterbacks. I don't discount that.
Listen, the bottom line is I'm not crying today about Shador. He's going to have a job by tomorrow. Like, yeah, he may not be drafted as highly as he would have thought he should be. The bottom line is he will have a job tomorrow. I've got other things to cry about. Like me seeing people post about it, like it's some sort of deep political issue that Shador Sanders wasn't drafted. Like there are other things going on in this world, guys. Rights are being stripped away from human Americans day by day. I can't cry over Shador Sanders today. I can't.
It's remarkable the type of reaction it brings. And we see quarterbacks slide all the time. Like this one just feels bigger than that. I don't know. It's a serious question for both of you, because I thought about this last night. Roger Goodell comes out on the bicycle, which I thought was kind of odd.
Clown.
Okay, so this is exactly why I want to ask. What every commissioner just gets booed like crazy every time they're anywhere publicly.
Uh-huh.
Why are we still booing Goodell?
And
I'm saying we royally.
I think normally you got to depend on certain cities that boo him all the time.
What is Green Bay mad about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I think that speaks to what I'm saying. Like I think in the case of Goodell,
he doesn't care about the fan as much as he care about the owners, and I think fans know that.
He's a big time. All he is an owner pleaser. We know that, but that's okay.
That
is the job, right?
But that's what he meant.
But he's just a tool. Like he's a 66-year-old man jumping up and down and dapping up 19-year-olds. You are a tool. Like an overachieving.
60 mil a year.
By the way, where it says DEI in the dictionary, should be a picture of Roger Goodell, an upward ascending dude whose talent is what? Like, tell me the talent of Roger Goodell. He inherited a league.
He is good at deflecting questions. I got Dikembe by him one time. He is good. He can deflect the hell out of a question.
Well, I mean, listen, like there have been the commissioners who really deserve to not get booed. You know, like there are guys like David Stern who came into a league and changed it, right? And like really were able to like do something different. Gary Bettman in the NHL. Now they still get booed. But in the case of Goodell, I think it's a league that can't fail no matter how hard it tries. It's the greatest, most insane business ever. And
dude, he has grown
like a nozzle.
Doug, he has grown the NFL's bottom line probably 10x. I mean,
I think it's a natural thing that was going to happen, whether he was there or not.
That may or may not be true, but he's still there.
Yeah, he's there, but it's not all because of him
pushing international.
What year was his first? What was his first year?
I think he's in like as close to his. I don't know. Let me look that
up. I'm gonna tell you right.
Getting to 18
Paul Tagliabue put this thing on a trajectory that no matter who you put in place, it was going to succeed.
Tagliabue was the one who took this league to a completely different place, and Goodell got to be, in my opinion, the talentless blowhard who was sitting there next. And that, and then when you see the way he carries himself on the stage, to me, that sums it all up. Like the riding in on the bike and the daps and the hugs. Like, my man, you're 66 years old. Be a face of professionalism. I just find him to be complete cornpone.
The bike riding was a little much. Peter, we'll let you go, man. I know you're busy. Thank you for making time for us, Pete, on a Friday.
Wait, did Goodell's office call? Hello?
No. He's been commissioner since 06, so just about 20 years.
Hmm? I could have done that.
You know, he grew up here before he moved back to New York.
Where did he go to high school? That could be very telling.
I think he went to school up there or like a boarding school or something.
My guess is Whitman. All right, I'm out.
His dad was a U.S. senator, but I believe he went. My guess would have been Prep, not Whitman. But I think he went to school in New York, Bronxville High School, according to Wikipedia.
Damn it!
Sorry,
he wanted to go to Whitman.
That's the BCC in us right there. All right, thank you, brother.
All right, Pete.
Later, boys. See you.
That's Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we got to wrap the show up. Make some bets, baby.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.